thinking about learning English? Think again.
Look, all you need to know is that October is not the 8th month. I don't even know what month December is, but it sure as sunshine isn't the 10th month.
And it gets worse. So much worse. I just don't understand what business loons have in pantaloons, and the strangest word I know may just be lumps, as you can have them on your head when you whack yourself, in your tea when adding sugar cubes, and oh my goodness, in your pants when there is a long line to the restroom.
After all those years, I'm not even sure how to spell the letter A. But you spell the letter W as double U.
I'm still struggling to spell T, which sounds like letter T or T.
And I am enchanted by the words 12 and 20. In America, when writing a letter, it is customary to write numbers out with words. Apparently, just writing down the numbers makes you look immature. And each time I wash my hair, I use the shampoo. And I don't even want to know. And it gets even more iffy. You know the green peas that we all grow up eating? In English, the name is a disaster. Let me tell you something, and you better sit down for this. Because you can have the following. Snow pea, chickpea, sweet pea, green pea, purple pea, sugar snap pea, garden pea, field pea, black eye pea, and pigeon pea, and cow pea, and I am not joking, and pea shoots for pea plants in early stages. Apparently, their leaves taste really nice. To make the matter even more magnificent, chickpeas are often called garbanzo beans. Chickpeas are often called garbanzo beans. At this stage, I just know when October comes around by noticing the pumpkins everywhere. But why the pump? Who is pumping the pumpkins? And you know those little sausages that we fry on skillets? In English, they are called hot dogs. And to make matter worse, hot dogs in a bun with relish and ketchup are also called hot dogs. And you never know which one you're going to get. Traditionally, people ask, how many licks to get to the center of a lollipop? But I ask, where is the pop? What does the pop in the lollipop? It was so hard to remember this word that I used to just call it sugar on a stick. Speaking of candy, I don't know what the bumble and bumblebee is, or if the fireflies can start fires. But butterfly? Seriously? And in Michigan, I once encountered, and this is totally true, a huge sign in the middle of a supermarket that said pork butts were on sale. And I did not look to see if it was what it sounded like. And there are hidden words too, ones you don't really hear at first. Noodles hides the word nude, and toilet hides the word toil. Tickle hides the word tick, and crumpets, a popular British word, hides the word rump. Funny pack, which I often wore, is not a word you use outside of America, apparently, and the American adult word are everywhere. I once watched a grown survival specialist, a woman, talk about setting up booby traps. And there are birds named boobies too. And I don't even want to talk about Ninja Turtles, where I learned most of my English from. Wow, just wow. And I live next to a state named Ohio. And apparently, Ohio gained a new meaning recently. You call weird people Ohio. But what takes the cake here is that a lot of people in Ohio ride tractors. And that is exactly what the word looks like. It looks like a tractor. O is the big wheel, H is the cabin, I is the little chimney, and the final O is the front freaking wheel. Ultimately, I learned English by watching TV, and I learned to read from closed captions, the TV text. But I topped it off with narrated books, especially adventure books that I would re-listen. When you like a book and re-listen to it, its vocabulary solidifies within you. It sticks.
But now that I know all the words, I slowly go over them, checking what they hide. And between the lumps, completely, totally misnumbered months, shampoo, the peas, and works of art like Ohio, it is a very strange and complex language, and it will sure take a while to get used to, long after you learn how to use it.